program, please, the school district secretary, please, close.
Deputy Chair, and good morning to the honorable members. Our agenda for today, the 18th of May 2018, is as follows. We receive apologies, and then followed by the adoption of this agenda. And the main item in the agenda is the adoption of the draft reports on the labor bills that are currently before the committee, namely the Labor Relations Amendment Bill, the Basic Conditions of Employment Amendment Bill, and the National Minimum Wage Bill. And then that will be followed by disclosure. Chair, I've only received so far 6 apologies from Mr. Njobo, Mr. Tandi, Mr. Kwarai, Mr. Pagram, Mr. Muteka, and Mr. Matisha. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Professor. Can we have a move and a second for the adoption of the agenda?
Thank you. Good morning, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, do we have a quorum for the meeting? Seeing that there are so many apologies and firstly look around, I don't see regular members of the committee. Are there any proof that these new members have been conned to the committee?
Thank you, Chair. According to the House rules, any member of the Parliament in the National Assembly can sit in any committee and be a member at that particular point in time. So we are correcting and there is no problem. That is according to the committee rules.
Yes, thank you for that. And also to strengthen that one, it's a prerogative of the Chair also to co-opt members at any stage to the committee. So that's exactly what has been done.
The question is, Madam Chair, is that do these members who are here for the first time, do they have voting powers to participate in the proceedings?
If the Chair co-opted them, then of course they have the powers the same as the members of the committee.
Can you explain to me the process of co-opting members to the committee and was the process followed and how is it being followed now? Excuse me for the questions, I'm not completely favoured with that particular process, we never had it before.
No, it's quite fine, Honourable America. We'll give to the committee secretary just to get direction.
Thank you, Chair. Rule number 160, co-option when members and alternates are not available. If a member of a committee and that member's alternate are both absent from the meeting of the committee, the chairperson may co-opt any other absent member from the same party to act as a member of the committee until that committee member or the alternative member is no longer absent.
Are we clear now on that point,
Honourable
Professor?
Yes, Madam
Chair. Thank you very much. Then we add a proposal for the adoption. The Honourable Teko move for the adoption of the agenda and the Honourable Tongwane second it. So the agenda is duly adopted. We move forward on the coordinator. We have our agenda point, the adoption of the draft report on the Labour Bill currently before the committee. We'll remember, Honourable Members, that on Wednesday we've agreed that on what should be contained in the report, in the final report, but due to the fact that it hasn't been effected in a written form, we've agreed on this meeting. So we requested the committee secretary to effect the changes, send it to all the committee members, and if there is any amendment that needs to take place, they should have been effected by the end of business yesterday. What I've been advised is that there were no comments received, and as a result, we take it that that is the final form of the report. So we'll allow the committee secretary to take us through the first report, the Labour Relations Amendment Bill. Thank you.
Thank you once more, Chair. Reports of the Portfolio Committee on Labour on the Labour Relations Amendment Bill, D32 of 2017, dated 18 May 2018. The Portfolio Committee on Labour, having considered the subject of the Labour Relations Amendment Bill, National Assembly, Section 75, referred to it and classified by the JTM as a Section 75 bill, report the bill with Amendment D32A of 2017. The Amendment D32A 2017 will be attached for the purpose of the ATC. However, there was a minority minority views on certain clauses. On clause 1, the Democratic Alliance objected to subsection 1A, stating that extension of collective agreements concluded in bargaining councils to non-parties have negative impact on small businesses and non-unionized workers. 2, on clause 7, the DA also objected to the idea of a panel appointed by the Essential Services Committee on the basis that there should be an agreement between the employer and the trade union. 3, on clause 13 and 14, the DA objected to the governing body being given absolute autonomy to accredit dispute resolution panels, stating that the accreditation process should be more structured. Report to be considered. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Sakasa. There we have it, honourable members. I would therefore put before the committee that this report of the Portfolio Committee of Labour on the Labour Relations Amendment Bill, B32 2017, dated 18 May, with amendment B32A 2017, be agreed to, and I will put it to a vote. Caution should be taken then that only 6 members of the ANC should vote. So I'll caution you in terms of that, and then I'll put it to a vote. Can we have an indication on the voting on this bill? Honourable Mashile, do you want to say something or are you voting?
No, I'm voting. I wanted to move that to adopt that.
So, can you count, Mr. Sakasa? We are voting. Can we have a mover and a seconder? Honourable Mashile, move.
Chairperson, I move that we adopt the report.
And seconder?
I second the move, Chairperson.
Thank you. Can we go then to a vote so we can just count? Do we have any objections?
The Democratic Alliance object to the report being adopted.
Thank you very much. We know the objection of the Democratic Alliance, and the vote has been counted, and the report is agreed to by way of majority vote. Thank you very much. The next report in front of us is on the Basic Conditions of Employment Amendment Bill, B30-2017. We'll ask the Mr. Sakasa to go through it for us.
Thank you, Chair, once more. Report of the Portfolio Committee on Labour on the Basic Conditions of Employment Amendment Bill, B30 of 2017, dated 18 May 2018. The Portfolio Committee on Labour, having considered the subject of the Basic Conditions of Employment Amendment Bill, National Assembly, Section 35, referred to it and classified by the JTM as a Section 35 bill, reports the bill with Amendment B30A of 2017. And also here, the actual B30A of 2017 will be attached for the purpose of the ACC. However, there were minority views once more. On Clause 3, the DA objected to the minimum number of hours allowed for a worker to be paid, citing that someone who worked less than 4 hours should not be paid for 4 hours. The reason provided for the objection was that it will destroy employment. On Clause 5, the DA objected to the definition of a worker as it seems to include an independent contractor. On Clause 16, the DA objected to the use of the word fine as, in their view, it criminalizes non-compliance with national minimum wage and legislation of the amount tied to the hands of the adjudicator. On Clause 18, Section 2, Subsection 2, the DA objected to the concept that every union representative is given the right to inspect any record kept in terms of the National Minimum Wage Act, stating that this will interrupt business operations. Report to be considered.
Thank you, Mr. Sakar. So there we have it in front of us, members. I put it then to the committee that the report of the Portfolio Committee on Labour on the Basic Conditions of Employment Amendment Bill B30-2017 with the amendment B30A-2017, including the minority views, should be duly adopted. Can we have a mover in terms of that? Can you put it on the record?
Thanks, Chairperson. I move that we adopt the report.
Honorable Mashile is moving. Can we have a second?
I second.
Honorable Tongwali is seconding. Thank you very much. Can we then vote on the vote? Any objections? Sorry.
Certainly. Thank you, Madam Chair. The Democrats aligns on the basis of our views expressed, object to the adoption of the bill. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We note the objection of the Democratic Alliance to the report, and can we then go to a vote? We note hands, honourable members. Those in favour of the bill? Okay. We are noting it, Mr. You are noted. Thank you very much. And the bill is duly agreed to the report. Thank you very much. The next report is on the Portfolio Committee of Labour in the National on the National Minimum Wage Bill B31-2017 with amendment B31A-2017, including the minority views, will give to the Committee Secretary to give us the report.
Thank you, Chair. The report of the Portfolio Committee on Labour on the National Minimum Wage Bill, B31 of 2017, dated 18 May 2018. The Portfolio Committee on Labour, having considered the subject of the National Minimum Wage Bill, National Assembly, Section 75, referred to it and classified by the JTM as a Section 75 bill, reports the bill with Amendment B31A of 2017, which also will be attached for purposes of ACC. There were also minority views on this bill. On Clause 1, 3, 4, 5, and Schedule 1, the DA objected to the definition of a worker as it seems to include an independent contractor and proposed that it be substituted by employee instead. On Clause 9, the DA objected to the Commission having association with any government official. It should comprise of totally independent experts with no vested interest in the outcomes. also on clause 10, the DA objected to the minister having power to remove a member of the commission, as well as to the reason of serious misconduct, which seems wide and unclear. On clause 14, the DA objected on the basis that the commission should have its own funding or budget and not rely on the Department of Labour. The reason provided for the objection was that the department will have influence over the commission if the funds of the commission are distrained from its budget vote. On clause 15 on exemptions and clause 16 on regulations, the DA objected to on the basis that such exemptions and regulations should be outlined and not left solely to the minister. On schedule 1-2C, DA objected on the basis that government can afford to pay the national minimum wage. Thank you, Chair. Report to be considered.
Thank you, Mr. Sakasa. We have it in front of us, then, Honourable Members, the report of the Portfolio Committee on Labour on the National Minimum Wage Law 331-2017 with Amendment 331A-2017. Can we have a mover and a seconder for the adoption of the report? You are noted, Honourable Mashile.
Thank you, Chairperson. I move that the report be adopted.
Thank you, Honourable. Honourable Mashile is moving for the report to be adopted. Do we have a seconder?
I second the move for the adoption of the report.
Thank you, Honourable Tongwani is seconding for the adoption of the report. Do we have objection?
Certainly, Madam Chair, on the basis of our reservations that we expressed under some clauses in the bill, we do not support the adoption of the report. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honourable America. We note the objection of the Democratic Alliance. Can we then vote on the adoption of the report? We are noting hands. Thank you very much. It's been noted. The report is then duly agreed to and adopted. And that the report of the Portfolio Committee on Labour on the National Minimum Wage Law 331-2017 with the amendment 331-2017 including the minority view has been duly adopted then as the committee. So, Honourable Members, on the way forward, the bills, we are done then with the bills, including the report, and then it will be ATC'd accordingly. So, Honourable Deputy Minister?
Sorry for interrupting you, Chairperson. I'm not familiar with these new provisions in the rules where there's the allowance for minority views to be included in a report. Now, I thought when we are formulating a report in this fashion, where we indicate that the committee wants the bill to be, is reporting the bill with amendment, and thereafter also recording the views of the minority objecting to a bill on the ground stated. I thought therefore it meant that everyone in the committee is expected to report, to accept the report, because it states the true state of affairs, which is that the majority of the members of the committee accept the bill, but then there are minority views. Now, if then the DA, whose minority views have been expressed in the report, is objecting to the adoption of this report, shouldn't that then mean that the minority views should be removed because the DA itself is against their own views, is against the report, which also outlines their basis of their objection. Just for purposes of education on my part.
Because they are rejecting it in their own view.
Thank you, Deputy Minister. In terms of Rule 288, due to the fact that it's been voted on and the minority views has been accepted, irrespective if you are objecting or not, it still remains the report of the committee as a whole and it's binding all the political parties. And it's therefore been adopted, all the bills, all the reports, including the bills. So it doesn't matter, even if they object, if they are binded to the report because their views have been taken into consideration, the committee report. Thank you. Any other honourable Mashile and then the honourable?
No, Chair, I also, because I participated in the formulation of this new version of rules, also of course is that the part of the minority views seeks to explain the objection of the relevant parties. Is that what is there that they are objecting to? I think that is the intention, especially in relation to the bills.
Thank you, Honourable Mashile, Honourable Member.
Thank you so much, Honourable Chair, because of the question that has been asked by the Deputy Minister, I think we need to be very specific. I think the legal person is going to ask us that as we quote on 288 committee report, we actually focus or we zoom, according to the report of the Secretary, on paragraph 3 and Roman figure F and 1 and 2. That it must be in our reports when we table it in the House. Thank you.
Kim?
I'm not sure if my point is understood. The report contains the views of the Democratic Alliance. And now the Democratic Alliance is rejecting the report. The report that contains its own views. Now, if it rejects it, then shouldn't that part be removed, because this minority view was included because they wanted it to be there. And then that's the reasoning for this particular provision in the rules. Because now that they have also been included, their views have been included in the report, so they should be accepting it. That was my elementary understanding of what is supposed to be happening. But I'm not going to drag the point, I just wanted clarity on that, on the interpretation of the rules itself.
Okay. Thank you, DM. Honourable Dlamini Dubasana.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you so much. Let us have the clarity. According to Rule 288, paragraph 3, in Roman figure F, it says, in its report, the committee, if it is not a unanimous report like this one, specify in which respect and why there was not consensus. 2. In addition to the views representative of the majority in the committee, convey any views of the minority in the committee in order to facilitate debate when the report comes before the House.
Thank you, Honorable Dlamini Dubasana. And that's exactly why we included the views of the minority, because even though they are going to object in the House or wherever, it is still remaining the report of the committee, and it needs to be clear to the people out there that even though in principle everyone is a committee report that's binding all the members and all the parties, but this is the exceptions or the views of the minority parties. Honourable America, are you clear on that? Can we move forward?
I'm certainly agreeing with you, Madam Chair. It's like Deputy Minister, if we vote on the report and we vote against it, yeah, it's the same force and effect. But now having incorporated our views into the report gives more clarity and substance to our opposition. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll give to legal.
Chair, we don't ordinarily advise on interpretation of rules, but I think the point that the Deputy Minister is trying to get across is that we must not confuse the bills and the report.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what Deputy Minister is saying is that the objections of the DA are noted in the report. It is clear from the report that the DA rejects the bills because of the fact that it does not contain the amendments that you wish for it to contain. But I think the point that the Deputy Minister is trying to say is that in accepting the report, you will be accepting that your issues that you raised have been correctly reflected. So I think we must not get confused with the rejection of the bill and make that a rejection of the report. Because notwithstanding that the DA can decide to accept the report, that doesn't mean you accept the bill. I think that's what the Deputy Minister is trying to get across.
Are we clear on this? Honourable Mashile, it's
yeah.
Not
much. Yeah, it's, I think we just need to be a little bit careful. Because remember that this report that we are speaking about talks about the bills. It talks about the bills and the amendments to the bills. It's not just a report that is standing on its own, talking about its own context. When you interpret that report, it's actually a resolution on the bill. Therefore, you can't separate the bills from this particular report. And therefore, that's why their objections to the bills that we have produced and the amendment is actually reflected on this particular report. Then therefore, if they agree now on this report and not object on this report, then that means their objection in the clause by clause then doesn't correlate. So it's, I think as up to now, the manner in which we have done it is correct, Chairperson. And I think it's, if there is any debate, let's reserve it and we can get into the rules committee. But currently, I think we are right because this report talks about passing the bill as introduced with the amendment.
Thank you. I think we are clear on that. And on that note, I want to officially adjourn this meeting. Thank you very much for everyone's presence.